Good evening and welcome to Light in the Darkness. My name is Red Mark. Well, tonight I want to talk to you about something that's really, really saddens my heart, but I just want to share it with you. And it's a podcast entitled, Is It Too Late for America? So is it? What does the Bible say about the nations of the past that fell to the point of where America is today? You know, throughout time, Bible figures such as the prophet Isaiah have spoken about how at a certain point, people and nations have gone just too far to be saved, crossed the line to complete destruction. Let's use the example of Isaiah in chapter 6, verse 9 and 10, where the prophet tells the people of Israel, it's too late. You wouldn't listen. You wouldn't see. You wouldn't believe. And now you can't. We know what happened to Israel. In AD 70, the Roman Empire came in, destroyed their nation, destroyed their temple, dispersed them throughout the world. And the only reason they're back is because they're God's chosen people. In 1948, they became a nation once again. The only time in history any nation has ever done that. It won't happen for any other nation. But why did that happen? Because they wouldn't listen. So God's judgment was in motion. So does the notion of being too late apply to America and to the modern church? Also, you know, it's just crazy out there. Let's look at just some of the facts. When we see a nation that has descended into deep sexual sin, the pervasive affirming of homosexuality, the peer repeating events of the collective retrobate minds that we see, where we make laws to criminalize righteousness but legalize gross and obvious evil, we have to know that this nation is under God's judgment, just as the Roman Empire and all the others of the past fell for the same reasons. Every nation that's done this has ended up in the ash heaps of history. I want to read to you a section of the Bible called, in chapter 1 of Romans, is verses 21 through 31, and here it is. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks for him. But their thinking became futile, and their foolish hearts were darkened. And although they claimed to be wise, they became fools, and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for the images made to look like mortal men and birds and animals and reptiles. False gods, weren't they? Therefore, God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity, for the degrading of their bodies with one another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and worshipped and served created things rather than the Creator, who is forever praised. Amen. Now, because of this, God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even the women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves a due penalty for their perversion. Furthermore, since they did not think it worthwhile to retain the knowledge of God, he gave them over to the depraved mind to do what ought not to be done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, depravity, and they are full of envy and murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They are gossips, slanderers, God-haters, insolent, arrogant, and boastful. They invent ways of doing evil, and they disobey their parents. They are senseless, faithless, heartless, ruthless. Although they knew God's righteous decree that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continued to do these things, but also approved of those who practiced them. Wow. That's, again, Romans chapter 1, verses 21 through 31. Man, does that sound like us today or not? Today's what's the world society right now, isn't it? I want to also talk, we talked about what America's doing as far as it goes. I want to read you just some of the stuff that's going on right now in the new administration. You know, Biden administration, for example, is now scrapping focus on religious freedom to favor abortion and LGBTQ activism. We see it every day. The Pentagon reverses the transgender ban, so now transgenders can serve in the military. Joe Biden displays transgender flags at the White House to celebrate the Day of Visibility. Flaunting debauchery leads to destruction. We know that. And wasn't it just too long ago that he ordered all the assemblies of U.S. embassies, in the world to fly the LGBT flag, the rainbow flag. Wow. I guess we're the nation that represents this garbage. Continuing, Biden administration reverses Trump, restores millions to funding to Planned Parenthood. So there's the abortion issue. Kill the babies. Tax-funded abortion for every person in America is a goal now, this new Democratic bill. Biden signs proclamation recognizing Transgender Day of Visibility. Well, I'll tell you, the road to destruction just keeps on widening, I should say. Wow, man, one more. President Biden issues an order saying student athletes should compete under the sex they choose, the one they identify with, not the one they're born with. That's just delusion, which obviously was prophesied for these final days. Have we gone too far? We'll see. What about the modern church prophesied in Revelation chapter 3, verses 14 through 22? We know the seven church teachings of Revelation 2 and 3, which represents those two chapters representing the church age. And Laodicea, the seventh church, is the last one representing the church of today. And I believe it is totally. It's a dispensation of time. And this is the last church before Christ blows a trumpet for his remnant, for his church. You know, we know that Christ said, and this is what he told John to write, the Laodicean lukewarm church, the dead church that Jesus says, yeah, I will spit you out of my mouth. Wow. We are witnessing an ever-increasing turning away from the truth of the gospel, aren't we? Let me read just a couple of scriptures I pulled out just to say what the Bible said would happen. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 3 and 4, it says, for a time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will turn their ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. That's myth, M-I-M-Y-T-H-S, myth. Isaiah 5:20 says, woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness. Continuing, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 10. They say to the seers, see no more visions, and to the prophets, give us no more visions of what is right. Tell us pleasant things, prophesy illusions. One more, Amos 8:11. The days are coming, declares the sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine through the land, not a famine of food or a thirst for water, but a famine of hearing the word of the Lord. How many people have I heard today looking for a church and they can't find one that gives them anything that they need in these desperate days? It's really tragic, man. Okay, continuing. You know, simply, when people ask what is wrong with this nation, it is that we have rejected the word of God, just like it says in Romans chapter 1, the law of the Lord. The Holy One himself is rejected. We just heard a congressman, his name is Jerry Nadler, a recent prayer in this current Congress where he stated, God has no place in this Congress. Are you kidding me? But that sums it up. He just pronounced a death warrant on this country. I'll tell you what. Okay, thank you. I'm just talking. Okay, so then what? So what is left? If America has gone too far, what's the future say for us? There are some of us, a few of us, that know the truth, and we're not rejecting it. Now, it's not too late for those who are seeking the truth, is it? So, with the time we have left, there's only the one thing we need to focus on, is we must, as a last day remnant, turn up the heat, turn up the temperature of our witness and message to the only hope, with what little time we have left. And don't just think about it, do it. You know, a classic example is this. People say, well, I'm going to pray for you. Well, they walk away and never do. When somebody asks for prayer, do it right then. Tell people about Jesus Christ. It's the only hope. And, you know, remember this too. Eternity is a long time. Help people spend it with us, okay? I love you all. Thanks for letting me ramble. Talk to you soon. And until next time, this is Rhett.